Today we are talking mobile money with Laura Chambers from PayPal. G'day, Laura.
Hey, how are you?
Very well, thank you. Now, of course, many internet users would be familiar with PayPal. Perhaps you could give us a brief history of PayPal and your involvement.
Absolutely. PayPal's been around for about 11 years. It's a great company where you can add all your financial information and use it to shop really securely on the internet. I have been with the company, with eBay overall, for about 5 years, and I joined our PayPal mobile group in December. And what we're seeing is mobile is really taking off in the payments world.
Okay. Now, of course, anyone who uses eBay, like you mentioned, will be well aware of how PayPal operates for payment of auction goods online.
Yep.
But is that where PayPal does most of its business now?
Well, actually, in Australia, almost half of our payments volume is off eBay, so with other merchants. Okay. So we're seeing a lot of growth in that area as more and more people come online and customers shop in all those different places.
So you're finding a lot of online stores picking up PayPal as their sort of preferred or one of their payment methods, apart from just saying, hey, pay by credit card directly.
Yeah, so I think out of the top 100 merchants in Australia, about 50 of them use PayPal today. And what they quite often find is that it increases their conversion. So people are actually a bit more likely to buy from their site if they offer PayPal as a payment method.
Is that because, I guess, PayPal has become a trusted name in terms of online payments?
Yeah, it provides a lot of security and comfort for customers when they're shopping, so they don't have to share their credit card information with the merchants. That's all kept really securely at PayPal. All they need to do is just log on with their username and password, and then they can shop really securely.
And PayPal's been very vocal over the years of buyer protection too, yeah?
Yes, absolutely. No, we really want to make sure that people are protected with their purchases as well, because the internet can be a little bit of a scary place sometimes.
Yes.
For shopping, especially when you find a great product at a site that you might not know so well. So if they see the PayPal logo, they're really excited to be able to pay with that and know that they'll be safe.
You don't see that logo in too many electronic retailers from China, I've noticed. Hey, now you specifically work in the field of PayPal Mobile.
Yes.
So, which is, I guess, fairly new in terms of the history of PayPal. What's happening in that space?
So we've actually been investing in mobile at PayPal for 5 years, but we've really just started to see it kick off in the last couple. So a couple of years ago, in 2008, we did $25 million of volume through PayPal Mobile. Last year, we did $141 million, and we did almost that again in the first quarter of this year. So it's just been an incredible ramp. We expect to see almost $500 million of volume going through PayPal Mobile this year, with about 5 million active users. So we're really just, you know, about the middle of last year, we saw mobile really start to take off, and it's just accelerating beyond what we could have expected.
What's driving that? Are people now just more willing to do more money moving and payments on their mobile phones? Do you have any sort of stats there?
Yeah, there's a couple of drivers. I think the main thing has been the penetration of smartphones. So as the iPhone and the Android devices are coming on, we're seeing those be adopted. And the data usage that's associated with that is obviously means people are coming more and more online with their mobile phones. So within a few years, we would expect about half of all of the internet access to actually come through mobile phones rather than through the traditional, you know, desktop web experience.
And you've got the apps out there, of course.
Yep, we do. So we've got our own PayPal app, which is out on iPhone, Android, and RIM or BlackBerry devices. And what we've also done is we've opened up a platform. So now all the other developers can integrate PayPal into their application so that they can now accept in-app payments with PayPal.
How does PayPal work for merchants better than they've previously been able to experience in terms of payments?
So it's a couple of things. One is, as I mentioned before, they really appreciate the conversion lift. And what I mean by that is if a customer sees the PayPal brand, they feel pretty secure shopping there. And so quite often when a merchant integrates them, they see more people checking out than they'd seen before. So that's one of the big advantages for merchants.
So what areas do you think still need work in this area? I mean, obviously business is going quite well, but security, obviously awareness is out there.
Yep.
Where do you go?
So I think that there's a couple of things that are still emerging in the world of mobile and mobile payments in particular. One is just more merchants coming online. So I think in Australia, retailers have been a little bit slower to come online than we've seen in the rest of the world. So I think, but in comparison, the customers are incredibly fast adopters of new technologies. So we're actually seeing the Australian consumers really adopting these smartphones and really doing a lot of online shopping shopping with them. But the retailers in Australia are a little bit slower to get behind the bandwagon. So we're in a situation now where 40% of what Australian customers buy online actually comes from overseas retailers. So there's a big opportunity for Australian retailers to come more online. And we think mobile is a great opportunity to really leapfrog and get ahead of the game and really go to where the customers are going.
Okay, so for both consumers and retailers, if they want more information on anything PayPal related, where do they go?
PayPal.com.
Easy as. Laura Chambers from PayPal, thanks again for your time.
Thank you.